This is the Steve Cochran Show.
She has saved his life politically. Now she gets her payment.
He's the charmer. She's kind of lacking in charm, but she's got ruthlessness.
Bill saw Hillary in the same way Franklin saw Eleanor.
She knows what she's getting into. She knows she's not marrying someone who is going to be completely faithful and dedicated to her 24 hours a day. But she also knows she's marrying someone who she believes is the partner with whom she can make the difference in life that she wants to make.
Well, the Clintons are about power and about money.
I mean, Whitewater is nothing compared to Hillary's conflict of interest sitting on the board of Walmart.
It wasn't that they became more liberal. It was that they became more corrupt.
The Clinton Foundation exists as a temptation for any foreign entity or government that believes it could curry favor through a donation.
I think one thing's for sure, they'll break new grounds in weirdness at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
It's a brand new documentary, Clinton Inc., premieres in Chicago tomorrow in 20 theaters before it goes nationwide on October 14th, and with 40 days to go until the election. It's a must-see. It really is. We have the executive producer of Clinton Inc. in our studio with us, Doug Sain. Thanks for being here, Doug.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So this is a nonpartisan documentary that goes behind closed doors to reveal the makings of the Clinton dynasty. Is it impossible to do a nonpartisan documentary like this?
It is. I know that people seem rather shocked, especially in this day and age when media often is so polemic, you know, on the right or the left. And it's hard to really get that kind of insight into people that is human and kind of real. And so that was what we strive for. We have respected experts from the left, the right, and the center. And when I say the center, it's people like preeminent historian William Chay from Duke University, Dr. John Gartner, who's a psychologist from Johns Hopkins University. And both of them wrote very well-researched exposés and biographies about the Clintons.
First of all, why Chicago to roll it out?
Well, it is the home of Hillary Clinton, so you know, without a doubt, we wanted to be here.
What I find interesting, okay, you say that there was a main part of the documentary, a psychological profile conducted of both Bill and Hillary Clinton. To me, that right there, that could be the whole documentary.
Well, it's a very integral part, because once you understand the individual personalities and their marital relationship and how they function together, then everything becomes much more clear and understandable in terms of the policies and the way that their lives are shaped.
It'll be very interesting to see. Again, nonpartisan documentary. It's called Clinton Inc. Is there, I guess we'll learn this when we see the documentary, and I don't want to give too much away because it looks fascinating to me. And I think it would be fascinating to a lot of people, whether you're a Hillary supporter or a Trump supporter. Their relationship, though, I think it wouldn't be a shock to say, seems very similar to the House of Cards relationship, the Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright relationship,
sure. Well,
the partnership more than the love affair.
Well, House of Cards in some ways was kind of made to be similar and have that feel. This certainly Clinton Inc., though, is authentic. It is very real. It isn't fictionalized in any way.
But, so Bill never tossed anybody on the L tracks?
Pat Brady in studio with us now as well. Pat, say hey to Doug.
Yeah, talks directly to the audience.
But that's what it's built like. Again, it just seems more of a partnership at this point. And the clip was great. He's had his just due. He's done his. Now it's her turn.
Right. And we used kind of the business model to understand the Clintons and their relationship, because so many times you're trying to understand, what is the marriage? Is it one just for, you know, each other to achieve their ambitions? Is there a codependency going on there? And I think for audiences, understanding the relationship is something that is relatable. People can see and feel. It's like knowing your neighbors and your family. You know them through that relationship first. And so it really makes, once you unlock that key to the door, everything opens up.
Hey, the question that's coming up now, and I'm wondering if you could kind of cut to this, that's most relevant in this campaign, I think anyway, that might come up in the town hall in the next 40 days. What is exactly the role of the Clinton Foundation and Clinton Inc.?
Mm. Well, the Clinton Foundation, much like the Clintons themselves, started off with this ideological opportunity for the president to do, much like former President Jimmy Carter, to do good things in the world. It certainly, over time, evolved into something else. And you're right, the Clinton Foundation has been their stepping stone in a way that I think most people, you know, already have very strong questions, already have
what raises the questions? I'm not sure if everybody understands what the questions are, because the do-gooder thing, we all agree with. What's the question? Are there conflicts with their respective roles that we're talking about now that are relevant to the election?
Yeah, the conflicts are, you know, certainly when this foundation is kind of outside the norms of a typical nonprofit charity, because it's the president, the former president's foundation. And yet at the same time, you have his wife, Hillary Clinton, who served as a U.S. senator and then as Secretary of State. And it changed, too. It went from being the William Jefferson Clinton Foundation to the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. And one of the key parts in the movie is about how Chelsea almost brings the Clinton Foundation down.
Wow.
Was there any cooperation from the Clintons or anyone close to the Clintons?
You know, it's funny.
Or did you seek it?
Martin Scorsese was authorized to do a documentary for the Clintons, and in the end, he couldn't get a documentary movie out because they wanted final creative control. And so I thought to myself,
from Scorsese,
and so I thought, you know, there's no way if Scorsese can't do it, I can't get, you know, an authorized version. But the Clinton campaign did contact me about a year ago when it was announced in the New York Times that this movie was going to be made. And I offered to them to do an interview and got no response back.
Maybe it'll generate some Oscar buzz, too. Can you hang with us for a little bit, Doug?
Absolutely. Okay. This is my fight song. Take back my life
song. Prove I'm all right song. 7:22 in the morning, 720 WGN. It is the Steve Cochran Show. Dave and I holding down the fort till tomorrow. Justin Kaufman will be in tomorrow. Steve back on Monday. And we're excited to have Doug Sane in studio with us this morning, the executive producer of Clinton Inc., a new documentary that's going to go nationwide October 14th, but premiering in Chicago tomorrow. And where can we see that?
Well, if you go to the Clinton Inc., the movie.com website, you'll be able to see the full listing of 21 theaters throughout the region. But as an example, at the River East AMC, we're having a kind of a premiere party at 8:15 tomorrow.
Okay, and it's a nonpartisan documentary. It goes behind closed doors to reveal the makings of the Clinton dynasty. And what I found interesting just before the break, Doug, you said Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton, are they guided by love, ambition, charity, and or greed, or all of the above? And you said Chelsea, and I said, I really wasn't aware that she had that much of a role in the foundation until you said she basically almost brought it down. But I never thought she would be the next political, you know.
Yeah, it's very much a dynasty in the sense they are, you know, Bill and Hillary would love to see this perpetuated on. They have great visions for themselves. One moment in the movie, we talk about how they see each other as kind of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. And I'm sure you've heard those aspirations before.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, without a doubt, they have very high ambitions.
Doug, how do you think the movie will be received by those who support Hillary Clinton and those who support Donald Trump?
Well, I think that, you know, it's been really great to do this movie and get the feedback from both sides of the aisle. And it's really been positive. It may come as a surprise for many people, but even people who are supporters of Hillary Clinton really appreciate the movie. I think for people on the right, they sometimes walk away saying, you know, I have a better appreciation for who Hillary is, in the sense that she fought so much to keep her marriage together. And I think that resonates, too, with those on the left, political spectrum. And these are real people. We get into kind of their complexities and nuances and foibles. So there's a lot going on there. And again, it's something that you can relate to. It's something like you would see in your family or in your friends. And I think that's a real advantage of this movie, to be able to get into that kind of depth and understanding, because so often in the news we're kind of real split second and we just kind of get those polemic takes.
Did Clinton Inc., was it formed when they started dating, or did it evolve? I mean, did they have this planned out at all, where they'd end up?
You know, when they first met, it was a romantic relationship and quickly turned into this
business
partnership.
This partnership of ambition.
Boy, very House of Cards-y.
Is the story true about how they met in the library and him talking about watermelons and stuff like that? Or,
well, no one's ever disputed it. I'm not so sure whether it just fits their, you know, ambitions in and of themselves to have a delightful tale from the beginning. But for the most part, there's no reason not to believe it.
Did she stay with him for the political future, for the political foundation?
You know, it's really funny. They flipped roles. And when I say that, I mean, typically the man would come to the beautiful woman and might say, oh, you should be with me. I'm the one who can provide for you. You know, whether you love me or not, I'm the guy you should be with. Well, Hillary did that to Bill. You may not think that I'm the cat's beehive, but I'm the one you should stay with because I'm the one who can help you achieve your goals.
You know, when he won the primary here, St. Patrick's Day, 1992, which basically won him the Democratic nomination. And I remember at the Hilton, she was on stage, and of the two, was the most impressive.
Yeah, they've always been a two-for-one package.
Yeah, well, they had to give up the two-for-one because it politically didn't work after she talked about baking cookies and some other things that wasn't so great. But I remember, you know, almost 30 years ago, watching her, and she really was much more out front in the performance than she was when he was president.
Sure. Well, she was very instrumental in his early campaigns as attorney general and as governor in the state of Arkansas.
But she caught so much grief, right, for not changing her name initially, and then when he lost, they had four or five had to retool four or five times, haven't they, with her relationship with him, just to meet the mood?
Oh, yes. They've had their ups and downs, without a doubt.
But even politically, when she was Hillary Rodham, she would in Arkansas in the 70s, that probably wasn't too well received.
Well, you know, there's a funny line from the right that she's kind of a shapeshifter, and she definitely modifies herself.
I mean, that's when I'm not dinging her for that, but she was. There's been a lot of changes:
The accent, the hair, the styles,
right,
and her demeanor too. I mean, at some points, she would often go to. She would be the one who would go and debate his opponents.
Yeah, I remember reading that she was much more out front in Arkansas. Does she understand? Eric just walked in, who actually ran the Clinton campaign here in Illinois. Does she accept that role, that she's not quite as good retail as him?
I think it's well understood, yeah. And she recognized that from the very beginning.
Will he embellish his role as first gentleman if she wins? I mean, there's no way he's going to just become Mr. Let's go for a photo op. I mean, I'm sure he's going to have a role in a Hillary Clinton White House should she win.
Yeah, we get into that in the movie, and there's a lot of different perspectives on what will happen, but certainly there's no way to see him being just a bystander or, you know, the guy who picks the dinner table seats.
Will he have an office in the White House like she did?
You would have to believe so.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to. He'll create one.
Will Melania Trump have one?
I would.
That's in Trumping.
I would expect him to be quite the international leader.
I would expect to see that as well. Well, either way, go see it. It's a fantastic documentary. Clinton Inc. Again, it premieres right here in Chicago, September 30th, tomorrow, in 20 theaters throughout the metro area, and it goes nationwide on October 14th. Best of luck. Thank you, Doug Sain.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll be back after this. 720 WGN.